Hello and welcome, glory to God, for He is good and He loves you so, so much. You're here not by accident, but here for a reason. I am Pastor Josh Pan, and I'm here to serve you at the highest level so that you may receive from God, so that you may be equipped and grow. And today we're talking about a hard teaching, asking, will you stay or walk away? How God, Jesus, is divinely sustained. And we're looking into John chapter 6, verse 60 to 71. And I'm really excited to get into this because it is just so powerful. But let me ask you, have you ever experienced a moment when following someone or something that required more than you expected? Perhaps it was a job, or relationship, or even a spiritual commitment. Sometimes what you thought would be simple becomes much harder, and that you're left with a choice to stay or to go. Well, in John chapter 6, verse 60, Jesus, He teaches about being the bread of life, requiring people to eat His flesh and to drink His blood, which proved far too much for many of the followers who were following Him at that time. And confronted with this hard teaching, many of the people, they turned away from Him. They're like, this guy is crazy. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy is baloney. How can you eat his flesh? How can you drink his blood? Yet, Peter and the 12 disciples, they chose to stay, declaring their belief in Jesus as the Holy One of God. And this passage will challenge you today to examine your own response, your own heart, to difficult demands of following Jesus. Will you stay with Him or you walk away when the road gets tough? Rachel, honey, good to see you guys. And so to give you context here, in chapter 6, this concludes Jesus being the bread of life and His discourse on teaching how He gives eternal life. And after the miracles of feeding the 5,000, declaring that He is the bread of life, Jesus, He challenges His followers to go deeper in faith and to the teaching that eternal life comes through fully relying on Him, which symbolizes by eating His flesh and drinking His blood. You may not understand fully what it means, but it's not literally eating Jesus or drinking His blood, but figuratively. And so these teachings, it offended so many people because they took it literally and they misunderstood His spiritual message. But now in this passage, Jesus, He confronts their grumbling, their complaints, and calls them to true and enduring faith. Amen, okay? Praise the Lord. And so let's read this passage together. Those who are watching now or later, you guys are blessed. And so, John chapter 6, verse 60. On hearing it, many of His disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And aware of His disciples that they were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then, what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where He was before? The Spirit gives life, and the flesh counts for nothing. And the words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray Him." And He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to Me unless the Father has enabled him." And from this time, many of His disciples, they turned back, and they no longer followed Him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. And then Simon Peter answered Him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and know that You are the Holy One of God." And then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12, yet one of you is the devil?" And He met Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though it's one of the 12, will later betray Him. Let's pray and receive the word of God together. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Your word. Thank You so much for Your love. Thank You so much for not letting us down. And thank You so much for being our King, our Lord, our Savior. We pray that You would continue building each and everyone here up, allowing them to experience You abundantly, experience You with their whole heart. Lord God, we long for You to be high and glorified. We long for You to be known in all the earth. So Lord, as we go through this daily stream, this daily life, We pray that you would speak through my words and let me be ambassador for you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, I love God. Capital K, good to see you. God bless you. And so the first point is the gospel. The gospel is hard to accept for many. And so this is absolutely true, David, K, honey. Because a lot of people, they hear the gospel. They hear about Jesus. They hear the good news. Yet they still reject it. They still say no to it. They still don't accept it. And so in this part of John chapter 6, verse 60, on hearing what Jesus was saying, many of Jesus' followers, they struggled with his teaching. They did not understand what eating his flesh or drinking his blood truly meant. Actually, they did find it offensive. They found it confusing. And when one is confused, they would be paralyzed. They would not be able to make a choice. But Jesus is recognizing that it was difficult for them to accept. And Jesus, he does not backpedal. He does not soften his word. He does not change what he's saying. He was firm on his word. Instead, he confronts their grumbling, confronts their complaints, and challenges their faith to see, will you truly follow me? Does this offend you? And then in verse 62, Jesus, he points to his heavenly origin and the ultimate ascension as a validation of his authority, which they will see later on in his ministry after he died and rose from the dead and he ascends to heaven. And he clarifies that his word about eating his flesh and drinking his blood are spiritual truth. It is not physical truth, but spiritual truth. And true life, it comes through the Spirit and not through earthly things or materials or ways or the fleshly means. And he says that what do you if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. And the words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. You see, flesh counting for nothing means that your flesh will one day fade away. One day, your body, which is a temporary suit that you wear, will be it will be eradicated. It will decay to dust. It will return. And so, as he continues in verse 64, Jesus, he highlights the unbelief present even among his disciples. And this shows that faith requires divine enablement, and that not all who follow Jesus outwardly truly believe in him inwardly. And I pray that you guys truly believe in him. And so the key lesson here, message, is that the gospel is often hard to accept because it challenges people's pride. People are not humble. People are self-reliant. And they have an earthly understanding. They live by sight and not by faith. But God calls us to live by faith and not by sight. You see, true faith requires humility, requires you to know that you need to know more of God. You need to depend on Him. You need to walk in His ways, allow Him to build you up. Just think about a child learning to swim. At first, they resist trusting the instructor and clinged onto the side of the pool. And then he clinged onto the instructor and won't let go. But only when they let go and trust fully can they learn to float and swim in the water. And similarly, faith requires of letting go of your doubts and completely trusting in God, knowing that He is able to bring you out of that darkness into His marvelous light. He's able to heal you mentally, physically, relationally, spiritually, financially. He's able to give you so much more than you can imagine, ask for, and hope for. And so let me ask you, are you struggling with the hard teachings of Jesus? Or are you trusting Him to lead you into eternal life? Wow. Let me tell you, the message of the cross, it's foolishness to those who are perishing. They think it's baloney. They think the cross is crazy stuff. And they make fun of the cross. They make fun of Jesus. The symbol of the cross has been just like sabotaged by those who do not believe. those who are perishing, those who are going into eternal separation from God. But those of you who are being saved, the cross is the power of God. And so if you have a cross, then praise the Lord. Well, I don't have a cross, but I have the Word of God in my hand where I can study it, read it, and I carry it close to my heart. My heart has the cross of Jesus. My life has the cross of Jesus. And the power of God is on you when you have the cross. Remember, the gate is small and narrow. But, the gate that is small and narrow, yeah, it is the gate that leads towards eternal life. And only few people find it. And so, I pray that you guys are finding Jesus each and every day. You are looking at the small gate that He has offered to you, going through that small gate and trusting Him. Even though not everyone is going through that small gate, they're going through the big gate towards ruin and destruction. You still follow Jesus, Devin. You still obey Him. And that's why it's so crucial to surrender to God's truth, to stop resisting the parts of Jesus' teaching that challenges you. You see, challenges are good. Challenges build you up. Challenges really makes you move and grind and get you from one place to another. And you got to embrace this challenge by faith, knowing that God uses it to transform your life. You see, if you're just comfortable all the time, then you won't grow. If you just doom scroll game all day long and you don't go through any challenges, then you're going to find yourself just being stagnant in life. No one wants to be stagnant. I pray that you guys all want to be growing in Christ, relying on the Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, give you understanding, and strengthen your faith in Him, in Christ, allowing Him to build you up. You see, when you accept Jesus' teaching by faith, you will experience the Spirit's life-giving power, which is the greatest thing of all. I have the Spirit of God in me, and the Spirit of God is speaking through me, to me, allowing me to bless each one of you. It's not my own words. If it's by my own power, then my mouth would be shut. Then I would not be able to share anything with you. But by the grace of God, God has opened the windows of my mouth the past year so that I can share the good news with you guys, so that I can articulate how great, how amazing Jesus is. You see, Jesus' teaching may not be fully understood and grasped by you, but if you follow Him, when you obey Him, you'll do it even when you don't understand everything fully. And you got to trust Him, and He will make your path straight. You got to submit to Him, acknowledge His ways, and He will help you through your dark times, because we all need that. And so we got to place our faith in Jesus. We got to study. We got to continue walking in His ways each and every day so that you will be able to experience Him fully. And number two, some will walk away when it gets hard. When what? Following Jesus. Obeying Jesus gets hard. And in verse 66, many of those who follow Jesus at this point, they walk away because the teachings are just too hard, too difficult for them to accept. They did not think about the spiritual. They were just thinking about the physical, the temporal. But what is spiritual is eternal. They were interested more in being entertained by His miracles and the physical provision. And they were not ready for the spiritual demands for true discipleship, to truly follow Him, truly obey Him. And so this verse really reminds you that not everyone who starts following Jesus will endure. Not everyone will persevere. And when you endure and persevere to the very end, that will build your character. It says, from this time, many of His disciples turned back and no longer followed Him. And then in verse 67, it continues, Do you not want to leave too, do you, Jesus, asked the 12. So Jesus here, He's turning to the 12. He's questioning them. He's asking a rhetorical question and asking them to make a choice. You have a choice. Do you want to follow Jesus or not? And this question forces them and forces you to consider your commitment, your dedication to Jesus Christ. Even when the road gets bumpy and rough and tough, will you still walk in His ways? You see, following Jesus is not easy. Many will turn back when the demands of discipleship challenges their comfort or expectation. But true followers stay, persevere, even when it is hard. And that will show that they are battle tested. And when you are battle tested, you're ready for whatever comes before you, comes after you. Whatever tries to bring you down, nothing can bring you down, because God is upholding you with his right hand, because God is with you through the storms, through the times that you're going through, just like the pain, the suffering, the challenge. Just think about the parable of the sower. Some seeds, they fall on rocky soil and spring up quickly, but they wither when trouble and persecution comes. Well, let me tell you, true disciple requires deep roots of faith to endure. And that's why I'm here, appearing every single day. Not because I like to, even though it's a big blessing, but because I know I have to. Because I dedicated my life to sharing the word of God with you. Because I know that if I don't do this, then some people will miss out on the opportunity to be equipped and grow. But by the grace of God, he brings us all together. And so we can't take this for granted. I know I am tired. I was trying to take a nap, but the baby was waking up. Last night, I was not sleeping that much because I was with the baby and he would not completely sleep. So I was exhausted. But still, I went in the afternoon to one of my youths, to his outreach in his school. And then I spoke there. And one person, Dale, he gave his life to Christ. And he came up to the front boldly to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, to commit to him 100%. And it's just so wonderful to see each and every one of you step out in faith and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you every day, even when it gets hard, even when persecution and trouble comes. I will stay with Jesus forever, and I will never, ever turn away from him. Because whoever wants to be Jesus' disciples, you must do something. You must deny yourself. Take up your cross daily, every day, and follow him. He said it himself, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves, take up their cross daily, every day, not just once a week, not just once a month, not just once a year, but every single day, take up your cross. And every day, you follow me, you follow Jesus. And with that, you'll see true transformation in your life. If you do this daily, then you will truly grow. Because a lot of people, they just do it maybe once a week. They don't see much effect. And that once a week would be 52 times a year. And that is 7 times slower than doing it every day compared to 365 times a year. That is 7 times slower. So just imagine changing 7 times faster than someone who is not putting in the work, same work ethics as you, putting in the daily work. It is worth it. That consistency, that mindset, that growth. It's just so worth it as you transform and grow so fast. It is in Christ, and that you can do. And so, 7 times faster than someone just changing once per week. And 37 times faster compared to someone who's changing once a month. That is 12 times a year. That is 37 times faster. And so every day it is that you must turn to him. Every day it is that you must walk in his ways and say, I will endure to the very end, and I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I will not ever let it go. And so count the cost. Acknowledge that following Jesus requires sacrifice and perseverance. You got to stay committed, even when the road gets tough. You got to choose to remain faithful to him. And when you endure with Jesus, he will strengthen your faith. He will reward your perseverance with eternal life, with joy, with peace, with love, with so many things that you can never, ever find anywhere else in the world except through Jesus. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And you see, true faith declares, number 3, it declares that you have the words of eternal life. And so here, Simon Peter, he answers Jesus, Lord, to whom will we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe to know that you are the Holy One of God. And so Peter, he responds with powerful declaration of faith that there is no one else who offers what Jesus does. And despite their confusion and struggles, the 12 disciples recognize that Jesus, he is the source of eternal life, and he's the Holy One of God, he's the chosen one, and he's the Messiah that they've been waiting for a long, long time. And so Jesus replied, I have not chosen you, the 12, or no, he said, have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is the devil. And he meant Judas Iscariot. So Jesus, he acknowledges that even among the 12, not all truly believe. Judas' betrayal, his betrayal later on, highlights the proximity to Jesus. Does not guarantee faith. So you may be close to Jesus, but if you do not truly follow him, do not genuinely believe in him, man, then you're just missing out on that eternal life that he can give to you. And so a key lesson here is that true faith recognizes that there is no alternative to Jesus. He alone has the words of eternal life, and he alone is the Holy One of God. It's like being stranded at the sea with one lifeboat, and there's no point in looking elsewhere, and your only hope is to get in that boat. Peter, he recognizes that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. And do you recognize Jesus as the way? Do you see Jesus as the door to eternal life, the bridge, the only way that can cover your blood, cover your sins and set you free? Because a lot of people, they're still rejecting Jesus after he gave them all the signs, all the proof. You see, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which you must be saved. And so declare your faith, like Peter proclaimed that Jesus alone has the words of eternal life. You must trust him completely. Even when you don't fully understand, you got to trust that Jesus is who he says he is. And when you place your faith in Jesus, he gives you eternal life, and he secures your place with him forever in heaven. Not in hell, but in heaven above. And so in conclusion, Jesus, he's confronting his followers with this hard, hard teaching that forces them to decide if they will stay or will they walk away. You have a choice to stay here and listen and to grow, or you can walk away. And then Peter, even though many walked away, Peter, the rock, and the 12 disciples, they declared their unwavering faith in Jesus as the true Son of God. But how about you? Are you struggling with the hard teaching of Jesus? Will you let people believe, understand him? Will you let God let you help you understand him? Because when following Jesus gets hard, it's so easy to fall away. But will you stay with him? Or will you turn away like the many? So, the gospel is hard for people to accept, but it is full of the Spirit, full of life. It's the best way of all. And that's why we continue to share the gospel, share the good news. You see, not everyone will stay. Not everyone will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But true faith endures through the difficulties. And Jesus, he alone, is the only God, only one that can save you. His words of eternal life will fill you up. So surrender your doubts. Let God draw you closer to Jesus. Stay faithful to Jesus, even when the road gets tough. And declare your faith in him as the Holy One who offers eternal life. And so Jesus is calling you today to submit to him in 2025, asking you, will you leave or will you stay? If you stay, praise the Lord, because he's the one who's the answer, and he's the one who will transform your life for the better. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you so much for David, Scuba, capital K, Gray. Thank you so much for Iris and everyone who's here. Lord God, there is no one like you. And we just praise you for your wisdom, understanding, knowledge. We thank you for never letting us down. And thank you that you have provided us the way to eternal presence of God. And that's through you. So we have no doubt We stand firm in you forevermore. Through persecution, through trials and tribulations and troubles, we will say yes to Jesus forever and stand firm in you. We love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this video, thank you for the like, subscribe, follow, and thank you for joining me in this community. It really helps the channel. And also, if you did not enjoy this video, hey, I will do better next time. I promise you. Because I'm always trying to improve, trying to serve you at the highest level. And glory to God, for He is good. Well, pat out for now. Glory to God.